What's up with wheat? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. You know, we've spent this week talking about wheat, harvest, prices, and the like. One of the main reasons is that wheat is such an important part of Idaho agriculture. But there's another reason that resonates with a thesis that I have espoused my entire 10 years on this job, and that is my total and profound respect for farmers in general. That's because of their multidisciplinary knowledge base. Anyway, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall recently toured Idaho and talked with a lot of wheat farmers. One of them was Gem County wheat farmer Danny Walton. We talked about the status of his crop.
I do have one field that's quite a bit farther along than this. It's already starting to turn. It was planted pretty early and irrigated up about the 1st of October. Most of this wheat got put in after the corn come off, so it's a little bit behind that. I would expect to be combined in probably third week of July. This will probably be towards the end of July.
We asked Danny as he looked at the market, how far is he from above or below break-even point?
Yeah. I'd say right now we're probably right at break-even. There's not going to be any money made at it. I'll cover my expenses, but I won't make anything on it. It won't pay me back.
And what about his holdover wheat?
All my holdover wheat was sold last year, and I'd done fairly well. Most of that went for $5 a bushel, and that doesn't sound really good, but in last year's market, that was good. This year's market, I'd be tickled pumping to get 4.25 consistently, but I did lock in a contract for 4.25 2 weeks ago.
As a footnote, Zippy Duvall was there, and Zippy liked what he saw.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.